I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with your worldwide news update. Israel carried out airstrikes Tuesday in southern Lebanon, a day after widespread Israeli attacks killed at least 558 people and injured more than 1,650 others. The strike sent tens of thousands fleeing for safety in the country's deadliest day in decades. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Israel's military said it struck Hezbollah targets in Lebanon's south, east, and north, including, quote, launchers, command posts, and terrorist infrastructure. On Monday evening, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the Lebanese people in a short video.
Israel's war is not with you. It's with Hezbollah. For too long, Hezbollah has been using you as human shields. It placed rockets in your living rooms and missiles in your garage. Those rockets and missiles are aimed directly at our cities, directly at our citizens. The IDF has warned you to get out of harm's way. I urge you, take this warning seriously.
Reuters could not independently verify Netanyahu's assertion that Hezbollah has hidden weapons in houses, but Hezbollah has said it does not place military infrastructure near civilians.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden is among the first group of world leaders addressing the U.N.'s General Assembly Tuesday, with conflicts in Ukraine, Gaza, and along the Israeli-Lebanon border expected to be among the key topics discussed. In perhaps what was a preview of the themes the president will touch on, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke at the U.N. Summit of the Future late Monday and said the U.S. is committed to looking forward.
But we are, and we will, remain resolutely opposed to revisionism. We will not accept efforts to tear down, dilute, or fundamentally alter the core principles of the U.N. Charter, sovereignty, territorial integrity, independence. We will continue to affirm that no member state has the right to redraw borders by force or repress their own people.
This is VOA News. Ukraine's president.